Hey, good morning. Just about 8:45 now at WFIR. Frank Smith is the CEO of the Roanoke Valley Broadband Authority and has worked in telecommunications for nearly 30 years in both private and public sectors. He joins WFIR's Lillian Boyd and me this morning to discuss the Broadband Authority's accomplishments and plans. We'll also be covering how net neutrality deregulation could potentially impact initiatives and customers in the region. Frank, good morning and good to see you again. Welcome back.
Thanks for joining us.
Great. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Good to have you here. And we're going to get right to it here, Frank. Broadband is defined as high-speed internet access. Poor broadband has been linked to low economic development, lower population growth, and less access to education, whereas good broadband can be a small town's opportunity to play a prominent role in today's economy. Now, Frank, has expanding broadband in our area achieved that role?
Oh, absolutely. I think part of the key thing is when the business community decided to do this, come together with the government community and other leaders several years ago, the key thing was to be able to attract, retain jobs, and make sure that we were in a position where we could compete economically. I think for right now, we're already serving major customers, both government, enterprise, and education. So we're answering the mail and also helping provide leadership and support of the economic development efforts here.
This partnership involves City of Salem, City of Roanoke, Roanoke County, and Botetourt County collaborating with business leaders, as you said. Can you, I guess, take credit for any investments that have happened in the past year because of expanded broadband service?
Yeah, so I think part of the thing is when we look at that, as far as the investments in the area, we have companies that are coming to us and working with us because we're here to help them meet mission-critical needs. We have certain projects right now, as an example, that we're working on. In some cases, we're under what they call non-disclosure, that we're helping them meet their critical needs to be able to provide service and to be able to expand the resources. So the short answer is yes, and the good thing is we're just part of the equation supporting the economic development authorities.
When you last joined us in May of this year, you said the authority hoped to be self-sufficient in under 6 years. Where are you in terms of meeting those goals? Has the authority tacked on any new objectives with 2018 around the corner?
Well, that's a very good question because for us, we look at our position. We're using public funds, but at the same time, we're also generating our own funds. So our goal right now, based on what they call a pro forma, is basically our measurement. So we're on track to be self-sufficient by July of 2022.
All right. We're talking to Frank Smith, the CEO of the Roanoke Valley Broadband Authority. Tomorrow, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, is expected to vote on rolling back net neutrality regulations. Just to give a brief definition for a very complex topic, net neutrality is, in theory, this principle that internet service providers are prohibited from speeding up or slowing down or altogether blocking whichever content they choose to offer. Do you have anything to add to that definition? And is this issue coming up for members of the Broadband Authority?
Well, Lillian, that's a really good question. There are a lot of facets to it. So just putting it in layman's terms from that standpoint, net neutrality, if you look at what's going up in Northern Virginia and what they call the fast lanes as far as tolls, depending on what's going on the time of day, that charge could be $40 to go down Interstate 66. Yeah. It could be $10. Now, those things, that's an interesting topic in itself. But if you take a look at net neutrality, right now we want to make sure the part of the internet is open access. And that's basically so people can be able to use it, they can compete fairly, and we can be able to keep commerce and education rolling. So the key thing is to keep those lanes moving, don't restrict those lanes, and make sure people have the ability to use it.
All right, it's 8:48 at WFIR in studio with us. This is Frank Smith, CEO of the Roanoke Valley Broadband Authority. Frank, how would removing these regulations change how you do business, and ultimately, how would it affect your partnership and your customers?
Well, that's a very good question. I think as we're looking at it right now, there are a lot of what ifs as we look at net neutrality. What could happen?
Yeah.
How will it impact? For us, the key thing is we want to be able to maintain that we have ability to provide services to our customers without things being restricted. So if you look at this, as you look at the internet, there are many parts of the internet. There are local internets, you connect to regional, then you connect national and international backhaul. So you cannot restrict that access. You've got to make sure that it's fair and open. And that's about what we're about, because that's why we built this. So we have open access and folks can ride on it, build things, and be able to serve the needs of the community.
One of the most common concerns I'm hearing personally is price hikes for different content like Facebook or additional payment to stream Netflix, paying more for different internet service plans like cell phone companies. Can you ballpark what potential changes in cost there would be for consumers?
Yeah, I don't have a crystal ball as far as that goes, but I think it's a very reasonable question. when you start to change regulations or what they call rule promulgations, or you'd be able to make changes in the law or the administrative rule process, I think the FCC is I'm not sure where the FCC is headed with this, because it could really create a lot of problems. It could also be beneficial. We just don't know yet. So the key thing is, it goes back to, for us and the community, we need to make sure we're able to provide the services that the citizens need. So government, business, and education.
As far as the Roanoke region, can you speak on how much of the community is still without reliable internet access, and how removing net neutrality laws would impact efforts to bridge that gap?
Well, I think for us, when we talk about defining who has access to what, there are plenty of pockets, large and small, as far as the internet access is concerned, especially in rural areas. But we also have the issue, and this is one of the reasons why we were created by the business and government communities, is to provide additional competition, but also some choice within the area. So for us, we're meeting those mission objectives, but there's still plenty of room to grow, and there's plenty of constituents who need to be served.
All right, 8:50 now at WFIR. In studio with us this morning, Frank Smith, the CEO of the Roanoke Valley Broadband Authority. Frank, opponents of net neutrality argue that these regulations interfere with the free market, stifle investments, competition. As an organization trying to attract investors in this region, do they have a valid point?
Well, I think, again, it's another good question. It just depends on how these rules are implemented, because what we want to do is, we do not want to restrict trade and commerce. And one of the things, if we do, as far as the internet was created to be able to serve, actually it was created by the government, and then it's become a public utility from that standpoint, or ability to be able to serve, and we don't want to restrict that. So we want to make sure that it doesn't have a negative impact on what we do here, but more importantly, we want to make sure that we're able to be innovative. We do not want to stifle innovation, whether it's here or other parts of the country. So that's a key critical factor I'm concerned about as we take a look at this rulemaking.
Speaking of, Frank, speaking of competition, can you gauge how many internet service options there are in the region, and would you say there's a healthy amount of rivalry to stimulate that economic growth?
Again, it's another great question. One of the reasons we were brought in here is to become a competitive wedge. And I think since we've been here, we've seen the pricing come down on services on the business side, in particular, from 10 to 15 to 25%, even before we broke ground. So I think from that standpoint, the region is becoming more competitive. We have a limited number of choices here, and I think we can continue to make sure that we increase the ability to provide competition, but also make sure that the communities are served with more choice.
Are you hearing any talk from city and county leaders about maybe putting some local regulations in place regarding net neutrality?
I have not had discussions along those lines.
Okay. Now, you kind of answered my last question. Some, you know, argue the net neutrality debate boils down to whether or not broadband access should be considered a utility. You say yes. Can you, I guess, maybe argue the other side? Or what would you say to convince someone that it is a public utility?
Well, I think if we take that and we parse that back and pull back the layers of the onion, the key thing is, we see this as an economic development tool. So the question we want to be able to answer is, how easy is it to access? Do people have the ability to use it? And more importantly, is it a tool that's going to benefit in their lives? And I think the answer to all those is yes, and we want to make sure that we're a catalyst for that. That's why the Roanoke Valley Broadband is here.
Okay. Any future projects that you're able to share?
Well, the good thing is that we just had the ribbon cutting in Roanoke County back on October 18th. So we're up to approximately 80 miles of fiber, and that's not too bad since we've been in production for about a year and a half. Things are going well. We've got great support of the community, and we've got a number of other projects that are currently in planning stages.
We're talking to Frank Smith, CEO of Roanoke Valley Broadband Authority. Thank you so much, Frank.
Oh, this is a pleasure. Thank you.